Hi, my name is Sarah Bennett. I am an English and social studies teacher at Lebanon High School in Lebanon, New Hampshire. This year I co-teach a class called Humanities with Andrew Gamble, and our plan is to discuss Charlottesville as either an introduction to looking at humanities through the lens of the United States government and how it operates, or to discuss it during our free speech unit and talking about the First Amendment. As far as preparing goes, we have been reading articles, looking at photographs, thinking about strategies that will get our students to empathize and sympathize with those who have different viewpoints than they do. I think especially being up in New Hampshire, where it's not as diverse as the South and our student body is primarily white, to look at Charlottesville in a new lens will be really helpful for students to understand different perspectives. What has happened in Charlottesville fits in with what we teach in regards to, one, talking about the First Amendment, when is it speaking out against the government, when is it not, when is it hate speech, how do we quantify all of that. It also fits in a sense that we talk about the nature of history and like how do things happen and why do they happen, and so to look at why is this happening in Charlottesville and sort of go back and really think about the nature of history and whose story gets told and whose story gets left out. And I think that is also especially important with the controversy surrounding Confederate statues right now, is, you know, whose story is told when we look at Confederate statues and whose story is left out and why does that matter and how does that impact us today. So I think Charlottesville is going to be really important for us to kind of reflect on historical events and the historical narrative and maybe how that needs to change. I think it's important for students to have a dialogue about what is happening in Charlottesville, what has happened, what's happening across the South with the Confederate statues, because they're entering into the world in a year. They're not going to have school. They need to have informed opinions and knowledge about political events. I think they think that politics a lot of times is something that's separate from them, and it's not personal, and it's sort of these guys making rules that they don't totally understand, and events like this kind of bring it to them and allow them to have their own opinions and think about, you know, who do I want to vote for? How does this stuff affect me? Why does it matter?